Do you track your spending? Do you track it on paper? Do you actually write it down? Chances are probably not. I know a lot of people who actually track their income, and many of them do it on paper because they understand the power of that tangible process, but not many people will bother tracking their spending on paper. They figure, oh, I've got a budget, or I've got, you know, my internet banking or my bank statements, and I can look that stuff up. But here's why it's really powerful: to actually get yourself just one of those little mini notepads and track your spending. And this is what I get people to do in my beautiful Magnetic Money course. And it is one of the most powerful, eye-opening and inspiring things you will ever do, because it gives you a chance for self-reflection. So as you start writing down, and I'm talking every single cent. So if you buy a cup of coffee, you write it down. If you buy some chewing gum at the airport, you write it down. You write it all into your little pocket notepad. And when I first get people started and we kind of establish that baseline, that foundation level, so that they know where they're at. Because if you don't know where you are, how can you know what you want to create? If you don't know where your starting point is, how can you set course for where you want to go? So we need to do that first. So going back to where I was before I digress, you want to write all those little things down. And then the first month that I get people to do that, I then get them to collate it all into a spreadsheet and actually annualize it. So say they've been tracking for a month, then they'll put it into categories and go, you know, random coffees and lunches, or bits and pieces that I buy, or massages and beauty treatments. So you want to categorize everything, and your bills and all of that as well. But I'm really interested in those luxury items, those things that are, you know, they're a choice, and they're usually a bit of a spur of the moment thing. And they're usually a get out the card and just beep thing, right? So you know where I'm coming from. But when you actually then track it for a month and project it for a year, you can then make some really empowering choices. You can sit down and go, do I really want to spend $8,000 a year just on going out for casual coffees? Or would I rather use that $8,000 a year and go on a holiday, or pay off a credit card, or get some coaching? There's a lot of things you can do with that money. And the thing is, yes, you still want to go out for some coffees and have some fun and enjoy yourself. But when you make some empowering decisions like that, and you say, okay, well, how about I just spend a third of that? And then I will decide how much that is per week, and I'll put that in cash in my wallet. And that's my fun money for the week. And I feel great about that. And I know that when I've spent it all, well, then I won't be going out for a coffee, and it won't be the end of the world, and my life will still continue. But I'll know that I have just freed up all this other money, and I can do something that really excites me with that. And that is where your true power lies, when you make empowering choices. So you can absolutely be frugal and miserly and make it a fun game. And I love that. I love op shopping. I love finding things on sale. I love shopping around for bargains, because I know that every dollar I save is another dollar I have available to do something with that I really value a lot more than, you know, maybe buying another pair of shoes or going for yet another lunch or another coffee. And those things are important, but it's easy to let them get out of control, and then you have nothing left for the things that truly matter and that are important. And if you have debt, that's extra important. So it's all about allowing you to make choices. And you know what the other really beautiful thing is? The moment I give people that little pocket notepad to write everything down, they actually self-regulate. They literally go, oh, I could stop for a coffee, but then I have to write it down in my notepad, and I don't really need it. And so they don't. So just even the thought of it makes them kind of slow down and self-regulate a little bit more. And it's incredible how much all those little things add up, because as I always say, it's the little things that make the big difference. All right, cool. If you like the sound of that and you want to team it up with a whole lot of mindset stuff, look out for my beautiful new money signature course coming up. I'm not even going to say the name of it, except I think I accidentally said it earlier. So that's okay. It'll be promoted heavily. And if you want to know about it, just jump on my mailing list. And you can do that just by maybe even grabbing one of my free resources. There's a few different ones you can choose from, or grab them all, and you can find them at miriamcastilla.com/free resources. Meanwhile, stay happy. Bye.